Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hello, Doug Mellard.
Hello, DB.
You can say my full name at the top part. I just said your full name.
Hey, Doug Benson. How are you?
Dude, I'll tell you how I am. The force is strong with us today because our guest, if he figures out how Zoom works, because I heard a rumor he might not know.
I think you've got it.
Our guest is Douglas Farrell, who played an Ewok in Star Wars episode, what is it now, 6, 3, 4, 5?
Right. Yeah, it's the way they ordered it will never not confuse me. So
yeah, Return of the Jedi. And then he was also done lots of things, and we'll try to get into it with him. But another thing he did was he was just recently a Jawa in The Mandalorian.
Yeah, two of the cooler things you can have on your resume.
Yeah, so this is a pretty cool Doug. We've never met him before. You've had a little bit of interaction with him to set this up, right?
Right, yeah. Seems really cool. Very excited.
Hey, Doug. Producer Ryan here. Our guests have arrived.
Oh, awesome. I was just going to say, our other guest today is Philadelphia comedy phenom Michelle Balloon.
Woo!
Yeah, so let's get into it.
Never not funny.
Here we are again with another episode where we plumb the depths of Dougitude with usually a guest named Doug and a comedian as well that can be named anything they want to be. And that comedian today is Michelle Balloon. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, everybody. Hey, Dougs. I'm so happy you're doing this. I like you both separately and together.
All right.
Yeah,
and we love you.
We're counting on that to get all of our comedian friends to come participate, ones that aren't necessarily named Doug. We also know some comics named Doug. And then for today, we were going to be joined by a gentleman named Douglas Farrell, who is a little person who has a pretty awesome resume with playing an Ewok in episode six. Episode 6. Oh, that's right. Because New Hope is 4. That's what always screws me up. Okay, yeah. So 6. Return of the Jedi is 6, and he was in it. So we were very excited that we were able to get in touch with him. But then what happened, Doug?
Currently technical difficulties, but we're hoping he joins soon.
Hey, guys. Sorry to jump in. Producer Ryan here.
Hello, Producer Ryan.
Hi, Michelle.
Oh.
Hey, Douglas. Douglas Farrell, I see that you are in the meeting and connected to video. It looks like the audio is connecting right now.
This is so exciting.
Yeah, I know. I'm pins and needles.
The anticipation.
See, a lot of shows wouldn't include this part.
Oh, this is the part. It's like jazz, all the parts between the parts.
Yeah. Looks like the video just froze also Douglas's line. Do you guys see it?
Yeah, I see the video.
Technology is fun.
Mm-hmm. You guys, I don't think we should do anything else except wait till this is figured out, and that'll be the podcast.
Yeah, we should have holograms like in the Star Wars movies that we can just send to each other.
Yes.
I've got a third idea. And that's that we go back to what we were talking about.
Yes.
Because people are listening. So, Doug, when you told him about the whole setup, he said the words, "I do not know what Zoom is."
No, he just asked how to connect. I can see.
He said he's Douglas. Never used Zoom.
He's talking to us.
Yeah, he's.
I don't know that he's used Zoom because I think he had to download it.
Yeah, well, that's what we need. That's what we need to tell guests on the show is. You start with, have you downloaded Zoom? And then you ask them if they want to be on the show. Because not having Zoom is going to just keep them from getting on anyway. So you're really wasting everybody's time.
Teach a man to fish.
Hey, sorry to jump in here. This is the producer, Douglas Farrell. I see that you're connected, and it looks like you're on mute. Do you see a little...
There he is.
Hi, Doug.
It happened.
Dude.
Yay. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's nice to meet you virtually. I'm Doug Benson. The other voice was the other Doug Mellard.
All right.
We're also joined by a comedian, Michelle Balloon.
Hello, and Doug.
We're celebrating Doug's on this show, and you're one of the best Doug's out there.
Really?
Because you have such an amazing resume, including being an Ewok in Return of the Jedi.
Yes, that's me.
I'm super stoked about it. I looked at your Twitter, and I saw you have lots of pictures with Arnold Schwarzenegger also.
Yes, that's my that's my buddy.
So would you say you're as much a stuntman as an actor, or what's your overall thing?
Stuntman. Yeah, I mean, well, oh gosh,
stuntman first.
Yeah, stuntman first. Because even in Jedi, I did stunts. Even though I had to act, you know, too at the same time, I had a speaking role. You know, they have their own language. You know,
right?
Dub in, but morally, everything I've done was stunts. I mean, I've, you know, How to Be a Latin Lover. I mean, you know, I had a speaking role there. But yeah, stunt man.
Yeah, well, also apparently quite a dancer, because I see that your dancing is actually a part of a lot of your roles.
Yes, definitely, yeah.
You did a dance of some kind in a Volkswagen Super Bowl ad?
Oh, yeah, that was Volkswagen. God, what's her name? What's the hot chick that dated Dennis Rodman?
Carmen Electra.
Carmen Electra, thank you.
Oh, wow.
You both said at the same time. Who gets the points?
I just got finished working out, so I was kind of a little brain rushed.
Yeah, well, I get that, and I also, you know, it just sounds like you've done so many varied things in your career.
You're right,
all the way to you were a Jawa in the first season of Mandalorian.
That's yes. So rad.
Yeah, yeah, the Mandalorian. Him and I went toe to toe.
Wow.
Sounds like you didn't win, though.
Yeah, three times. No, Mandalorian always wins. three times, yeah, we went at it. One was up on the crawler, the sand crawler that you know, we collect droids. I mean, it's more of a Jawa. He, you know, he picks up metal and he makes droids, and that whole thing is filled with droids and makes R2-D2s, 3C-3POs, and stuff like that. Well, he was trying to get in part of the show where, because we had a ship we had taken, and he wanted to get in there and get his stuff because we took everything. And so he's on a cable, maybe 20 feet. We're at both 20 feet up in the air. I have no harness.
Whoa.
Weapon, me sticking out like a, almost like sticking out the window and holding up a latch at the same time, holding a weapon. I had to, and he was coming down at least, I mean, 10 miles an hour, 5 miles an hour, maybe. I mean, he's coming down on, like you're on a swing coming at me. And he got me good. but the object was fall back into the arc and drop the weapon. And that weapon goes down to the ground or into the sand. And he, you know, he accomplished what he has to accomplish. And then another one was, I have my blaster and I'm looking for him, and he sees all the Jawas taking all the metal and all his stuff into the ship, and I'm looking for him because I know he's out there, and he blasts me, or it's called vaporize. He vaporized me. And another one is where I had to fall back. I'm a stunt man, so I had to wear stunt gear under there. So
right.
One part where I pretty much had to hit my head, make my head hit. And that's not something that you're born with to do. You know, it's just,
yeah,
you have to really, you know, put your chin to your neck, to your chest, so you don't slam your head.
Oh God.
You're gonna bang your head and it's gonna hurt.
Have you been injured? Have you had any massive injuries while doing stunt work?
No, but you know, just bumps and bruises. I mean, like the one I did with my head going back, I hit the wood, you know, and it, you know, it gave me, no.
It's all relative.
I don't need to talk about the little scratches. That's for bumps and bruises. That's just, yeah, no.
You're maybe the most intense Doug we've come across so far. Stunt work for a Doug seems unusual for the name Doug.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not a lot of Dougs, to tell you the truth.
Right?
There isn't.
So you go by Douglas professionally, but everybody calls you Doug?
Yeah. I start using Douglas on IMDb and everything, and it kind of tended to get more on my IMDb, I'm close to Michael Douglas. So if you look up Douglas Farrell,
nice,
you'll see Michael Douglas. So it's like, so I didn't want to go Doug, you know, it's like, hey, Doug. Now, you know, it's like, you know, professionally, you know, you go, it's Douglas, you know, Farrell. But, you know, everybody, when you have conversations with your family, friends, it's always Doug. You know, there's no one that is, you know, your mom always says, Douglas, get in here.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Douglas, I told you not to do that. It's not Doug. It's always the full name when your mother's scolding you.
Yeah, and on
with middle.
On your IMDb page, it says Douglas at the top, and then towards the bottom in the trivia section, it says alternate name, Doug Farrell.
What a shock.
Like Doug is a nickname, even though it's the name people go to pretty quickly when they find out. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So they call you Doug? That's so weird.
Yeah. People just jump right to it. It's just a name people love to shorten, and and we let them do it because we're Dougs. Yeah. We don't care. Doug, you're in a movie called
Turned down Clown. A phone call from a beautiful woman, and now...
Uh-oh.
Yeah. You're
How
here.
Did you guys get muted? I mean, let's see her.
Uh-oh.
There we go. We're back.
All right.
Yeah.
And we're grooving.
Got a cool ringtone going.
Hold on a second. I got an emergency call.
Okay.
Sure.
I'm into it.
Oh man. So maybe C-3PO escaped.
he's got an emergency.
The other Jawas are calling and saying, we gotta chase this guy down.
Utini.
There we go. Yeah, so you're also the first Doug that we've come across that's been vaporized.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Uh-oh. Another call coming in.
I'm sorry.
Do we got it? Go.
Okay.
Well, I have a 7-year-old who I told that you were going to be another guest and that you were in Star Wars and The Mandalorian and a stuntman. She said that you were the coolest person they've ever heard of.
Oh, wow. Right on. Right. Yeah, it's always good. It's always good to be cool.
Yeah, and this show's really looking for that credibility with children.
Yes. Yeah.
So I was trying to ask, you're in a movie called Clown Fear?
Clown Fear. Yeah, that it's
sounds scary.
They didn't finish with me, but Clown Fear, I haven't even seen the whole thing of it. But yeah, Clown Fear was pretty, you're a fierce clown that, that people don't like.
And, I think that's pretty common.
It was a cool little project. It didn't hit the big screen, but you know.
Do you play the clown or Fear?
Yeah, I play a clown. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I play a clown. That other clowns are trying to get too. Yeah, so it's there's probably maybe one other little person, and then all the other ones are big clowns. No, I'm the only little person. Hello, this has been a long time. I'm the only little person. Yeah, I'm the only little person that's in it, and tall, big, something like that.
Somebody really wants to get a hold of you.
I apologize. Yeah. I just decline, and they don't get the message, you know?
Yeah. I hope it's not anything too important.
Well, I don't want to tell you what it is not important, but I saw the person.
We get it, Doug.
When I saw the person's picture, I'm like, you know what? It's like...
We know how Doug's roll.
What's your relationship status?
I have to redo things, so it's like I don't have time right now. This is Doug's are more important.
Yeah, we'd like to hear that. But yeah, we were saying you're the first Doug that we know that's been vaporized. What's it like to be in a laser fight?
A laser sight. I mean, he's way far away, and so pretty much we're outside. So it's like, but I mean, if you see it, it's like I didn't.
I think they could. Oh my god!
I think if I was in a laser fight in a movie, I wouldn't be able to stop myself from saying pew 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 the whole time.
If I was in a laser fight,
does it ever feel like? Like, do you ever, like, say to yourself, this is crazy that my job is to just come and play these, play out these scenes and do these stunts and, you know, and to get vaporized and whatnot?
Yeah.
What's the when a Jawa gets vaporized, their robes just sort of drop to the floor, right?
When a Jawa gets, when I get vaporized,
John Farron said to me that, you know, he goes,
you know, usually you have to take 3 or 4 takes, but I'm out in the mud and I got to hit a big puddle of mud and fall back when Mandalorian was up in the mountain, up on top of something coming down and, you know, through the canyon to get us. And, I had to fall back into a big puddle of mud and I had to do it right the first time. And first take was great. I mean, he loved it. but they wanted another one, but the first one was good, you know, because, you know, you got to clean up all the gun.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of mud.
A lot of mud, yeah. It was like everything, mud was everything. The mud had to make a big splash, you know, and so that was pretty cool.
How do you become, like, what do you have to do? My kid actually wants to be a stunt person right now. So I said, you got to do a lot of work. It's like, what kind of stuff have you had to do?
You got
to
live in Georgia or you got to live in LA.
But like, you must have had to do like gymnastics and like, maybe like no, wrestling training.
I did wrestling, but I'm a motocross rider.
Wow.
So I ride motocross and all that stuff, you know? And so it's great. I learned it that way. And falls, I've fallen off horses. So, you know, gymnastics, yeah, that they're good, you know, and you know, but you can be trained in high falls, jumping 25, 50 feet in the air.
Airbag.
I know. Yeah. It's it's like, you know, you look up at the bat, you look up at where you're going to stand and you go, oh, that's not far. And then when you get up there and you look down, you very see far. The range of what's around you and how far you can see out. That's what scares the shit out of you. And then you look down, you're going, God, it didn't look that far when I was down there. And you're down there in two seconds. You know, you have to jump out. And when you're jumping out on a bag, you got to be sure that you throw your legs out and you land on your back and your arms are out and you're fine, you know.
I'm gonna take your word for it.
Oh, that I'm fine.
No, that I would be fine if I were to deploy those skills.
You would be fine. I mean, it's like you're taught and everything, but yeah, you know, to get back to, you know, being a stunt person, it's like, yeah, there's all the athletic abilities. You can't be scared. You got to have the webos to do it. You know, there's martial arts that are stunt guys.
Well, then you trained with Schwarzenegger, right? Like, you're a big weightlifter.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm a world champion power lifter, you know, for years. You know, so
you are the most overachieving Doug we've had so far, for sure.
Yeah. I went to two Olympic games in Atlanta and Austria and the Sydney games. 2001 for powerlifting, and so I was really thick and strong, bench pressing over 350 pounds.
Yeah, and you won some medals.
Yeah, I won some medals.
I saw a picture of you with Bill Clinton.
Yeah, we got. Well, what happened is the first time in American history and Olympic history that Olympians and the Paralympians all got to go to the White House. And with Clinton and have Olympic dinner, a whole weekend, went out and talked to kids and, especially, high risk kids right around the White House. I mean, you're blocked away and you're in danger. And we had to go talk to kids that are in first grade, second grade. You had to go through a metal detector.
Wow.
That's how bad it is. Yeah. Third graders, fourth graders, they have metal detectors there. No one knows, but it's like, we got to go to the White House, had, you know, for 2 days of just really nice things, you know, to do, you know, Oval Office, Olympic dinner, talking to kids. And it was really neat because I'm sure you guys all remember when we won the gold medal in, hockey, Michael Rizzioni and Jeb Craig, who were the USA hockey team, those guys were there too. So what they did, what I miss saying is they brought back Olympians from 10, 20 years, every 5, 6 years, all the gold medals from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, you know, not everyone got to come that won the gold, but there was just your top ones, your track and field and, your skaters. And, it was really an honor to be part of that.
Absolutely. Thank you for picking up the slack for other Dougs by doing all this stuff.
Yeah. Hey, whatever. I'm here to help.
Maybe I'll start.
Did you ever feel like at any point in your life, like that, have you always liked having the name Doug, or was there ever a time or issue with it of any kind?
I never thought of it until you said it tonight.
Oh boy.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is, I don't think you think of yourself as a Doug. Like, because a lot of us are quite nerdy and would never jump off of anything into anything. And, you know, it's kind of generally a more timid name, you know, like you don't see a lot of bodybuilders named Doug, or maybe you do.
You don't see a lot of Dougs. And it's funny that, you know, when I was referred to you guys, you know, for Doug, you know, this podcast, I'm like, you know, to come to think of it, you know, that's right. There is not a lot of Dougs, you know, it's all Davids and Johns and Jeffs and Toms.
Do you
guys,
have you known any Dougs in your life? Like, have you ever been friends with someone named Doug?
I have, I have a friend that, up in Northern California, Doug Klang. But no, not a lot of them. Maybe,
gosh. Yeah,
is he a nerd?
Now that you guys are saying it, I'm thinking, I'm going, no, Doug was a motocross racer. He wasn't a nerd.
good. Nerds are dumb.
Those damn nerds.
No, gosh, now that you really got my brain scrambling, few Dougs here and there. Now that you guys really say, there's not a lot of Dougs, huh?
Yeah, that's what this show's all about, is we're just, unearthing the best Dougs we could find out there. And, let's talk to Michelle for a second about your experiences with Dougs. Like, you know me and Doug Mellard, but how many Dougs have you known in your life? Have you been
I'm about to blow your mind. Well, first off, I think you guys are 50% of the Dougs I know, and that's counting for one person I can't think of.
Right.
But I have a cousin, Doug.
Whoa.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a cousin, Doug. He lives in Minnesota. He was a hypnotist for a while and a Reiki massage person. And he also made beef jerky, my uncle's beef jerky business. And still butchers and stuff like that.
He makes beef jerky. He's a hypnotist and he does Reiki. That's pretty.
He's a regular hippie Douglas Farrell. And then Doug Stanhope. I mean,
right.
I don't know.
Yeah. That's the thing is I do know a few Dougs that do stand up and, there's, you know, there seem to be a lot of Dougs in music and in sports. And Doug Farrell, that's what we've been discussing every time we get together on this show, is that, we feel like part of the reason some Dougs are big achievers like yourself is because he just had kind of a mild-mannered name and you had to sort of, work to overcome it. But I'm sure, you know, that's one of several obstacles you probably had in your, I guess that's why you don't even think of Doug as an obstacle, because you got other things to worry about.
Yeah. Morally, my obstacle is what I've gone through in life is I've been in and out of hospitals half of my life because I have a lot of medical issues as far as my back and legs and stuff like that. So I didn't have time to think about what my name was because pretty much, I was in Children's Hospital as a kid. I had to wear braces when I went to bed because our legs don't grow straight. So, I mean, I've had back work and stuff like that. And then being a little person, always on the guard of ignorance of kids, you know, and people making fun of you. So I didn't really have time to thoroughly, never thought about, you know, the name of Doug because it's different or it's not many of them. So, I had a goal in my life to achieve and prove to the world what I could do. And because people would tell you what you could do and couldn't do. And I was raised on a ranch and I had it all and youngest of six kids and we did it all. And I did everything without no limitations, you know?
Yeah. You kind of did everything.
Yeah, you really are a renaissance man, a renaissance Doug, and that's
a Doug of all trades.
Very, very exciting for us.
Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. Just put a pin in whatever that was.
Pins in it.
We're long overdue for a brief commercial break. It's very fast. We'll be right back.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back. See, I told you it's super
fast. Whoa.
Yeah, we don't want to take up too much time with Douglas Farrell. So you're in your car?
I believe he's in his car after the gym.
Yeah.
But it looks
but did we scare him off?
Did it freeze? Another technology fail?
looks like we lost him. Hopefully he'll rejoin.
Feels like he's gone entirely, like maybe he thought, "Oh, they're going to commercial, I'm done."
Oh.
Oh, maybe.
That's why I really tried to do it as fast. I could not have done that faster.
No.
That was the fastest commercial break there's ever been.
I was, yeah.
Okay. So
well,
I was going to move the conversation over to other Dougs anyway. So
oh, he's back.
Geez, what happened? You know what happened? Oh, my long hair pushed the airplane.
Oh.
Then it went. Then it disconnected. I'm like, I'm talking away, and I'm like, I don't hear nobody.
Oh man.
Where did I end at?
You can't zoom on an airplane.
No. Oh my god.
Where did we? I don't know where we left off. The last thing we heard about, you say.
We caught everything you said, and then and then it was quickly. We took there was a break after that, so I think we got because you finished up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, we thought we lost you because we went to a brief commercial break, but. It was really fast, so I'm glad you're still here. And here's another one that's exciting to me, and I'm sure, like, when people that are big fans of comic books and Marvel and stuff find out this piece of information, they probably talk your ear off about it, but you were Howard the Duck's stand-in?
Yes.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And you did stunt work for Dinklage on Game of Thrones, right?
No, I did stunts for Peter Dinklage on a movie I just did that I can't talk about. And the other one is I did a stunt double for him in MTV Video Music Awards photo double.
Oh, I saw the picture of that. It was great.
Yeah, they let me. The HBO let me use his costume. That was nice. I got to wear the Game of Thrones costume or wardrobe. Costume. It's not a costume. It's a wardrobe. But I got to, I was real thrilled to that. Peter is he's a quiet guy. Well, I mean, what you see on stage is what you get in public. And it's like,
oh wow.
He's kind of shy. It's like. You know, like there's a window or like it's like a shield that's up, like, you know, it's like, I tried to be funny with him a couple of times or just humorous. And I tapped him on his back and it scared the shit out of him. And we're in a close vicinity area where we're working, you know, and it's just like, so anyway, how you doing? I put my hand on his back and he jumped. I go, "I scare you?" I'm like, "Oh gosh!" And it was like, I thought it was pretty funny. Very, yeah, he's very distant. If you see when he gets his awards, he keeps his head down and he kind of like looks at the award and he's very not, you know, bubbly or it's, you know, I think he needs a couple glasses of wine when he, otherwise,
He's fantastic.
Doesn't Sounds he? Like he has the mentality of many Dougs. Just keep your head down.
Yeah.
But yeah, not like you.
He's shy. I think he's shy too. I've seen his work in the past too, and talked to people that known him. Just a young kid, you know, shy. And but you know, he went and did stuff that he turned down a lot of other projects, and he wasn't going to take just stupid projects that we call stupid, is that makes you look, you know, like degrades you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
as a little person, you know, as a clown, you know, or not a clown, but just degrades you.
Yeah, the first thing I saw him in was The Station Agent, which is amazing movie. Yeah, and he's also very quiet, like you describe him. So that it's that's who's on stage.
He changed the game for
nice guy, you know.
He changed the game for little people in acting, I think, because he came at it from as an actor and not as a little person.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like he was looking, you know, for roles outside of that, you know, that box, that Hollywood box where the little people are just the punchline, you know, like he wanted to be the subject and he succeeded. And it's,
I mean, look on his IMDb right now, there's projects pending. There's one project that's pending that because it's this epidemic, has stopped him and I working together. And I'm like, oh gosh, you know, I was supposed to do an Evel Knievel. This has nothing to do with him, but Evel Knievel TV show was supposed to come out and be in New Mexico. And I got the part they had a little person that toured with Evel Knievel for many years on all his tours around the country. And then he would jump little mini cars on a motorcycle. Well, I'm a motorcycle expert. I ride motocross.
Perfect.
And I was supposed to do that, jump over little cars. Well, thank the virus, you know, it's like, so now that's on hold. The other one that I'm supposed to do with Peter, that's on hold. You know, but now that, you know, I just got an audition for a movie, and it's gonna, obviously I can't talk, in Florida.
We and won't so, tell.
Yeah. And so now it's like the doors are starting to open. Studios are starting to open the door. We have to go back to work. Everybody's got to go back to work. They can't wait no longer. More people are going to die and commit suicide than the virus is doing to people, to tell you the truth.
It's a crazy time, but you know, it's good to know that you have you know, you do have stuff that you'll, you know, get to do as things start to, you know, get back to you know,
yeah, the studios got open. They're bringing the people back that are you know, work, you know, that open up the studios that run the studios, not the people in front of the camera. So they got everything ready. They said people that are on furlough and everything, we need to get them back to work. That they're saying here in LA. They says we have to open up. People's lives are in stake, and you know, more lives are in stake. You know, people losing their homes and everything because of this virus stuff. And so now everybody has to adapt. Probably have to wear masks for the rest of our lives. Everybody has to, you know, adjust everything. I mean, if they can open up grocery stores and everybody just running around like wild dogs, just wearing masks in a grocery store, grabbing everything, I don't see why not open the studio. It's just that we're really close and the actors have their masks off. Now they just have to separate everything and scenes with kids and, you know, stuff like that. Cause I do a lot of stand-in with kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really changing the they just got to find a new approach to filming so that they can, you know, it feels to me like this is going to be a time where like green screen and special effects are going to be used more so that actors don't even have to necessarily be in the room together.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Technology is going to change too. And, you know, for the better, advanced technology will come along quicker than what it should have been, but still, you need people and, not like the basketball games that put fake people in the audience and noises. But I think the studios are already, they have a set where, you know, things to work out, stuff like that.
Yeah, and we'll at least like the things they're coming up with now when after, 6 months, a year, year and a half, as things kind of gradually return to how we were used to them, that these are now in place to where if something happened like this again, then, you know, you know what you would do, and it's not such a fucking crapshoot on how you handle it.
Yeah, that's right. You got, it's like, you know, because it's, we have to, it's time to go. It's go time, you know? And it's like, I'll tell you one thing. I mean, I'm not into politics, but I think everyone's president after this, after election, everything's going to go back to normal. Something tells me.
Mm-hmm.
Something's just like, okay, you know, it's time to go back to normal. You know what I mean?
Feel like there's a good chance. There's a good chance.
That's what I feel. And it's like, whatever, but it's like, but otherwise, anyway, back to Doug's and all that stuff.
what's your, I know right now you're in your car, but what do you, are you with family? Or are you,
what's your situation?
You'll have to tell us where, but
what's your quarantine situation?
Yeah,
are you like
quarantine down here. My roommates are, you know, where I live over here, and where I'm okay. That's obviously where I live. What's my living situation? Living situation is fine. Thank you for asking.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, because some people are just have to. You know, basically live by themselves right now, and that's pretty tough thing to deal with.
I'm looking around, and if you come to LA, there's no quarantine around here. People are out here running around, and I the parks and stuff like that. I mean, I just got finished working out, and they just closed everything, the gyms and stuff. But
yeah,
you could go out in the parks and outside and.
Mm-hmm.
And people are, you know, like, there's no quarantine, you know, like there is no virus. You know,
well, they might do a stay at home order again. I think if that keeps.
Yeah, well, they just closed everything. The gyms are all closed. Everything's closed.
Yeah, it's different, and you know, we're all in different parts of the country, so it's different. You know, it's so hard to follow the closures and stuff, but
right.
But here in LA, I'll say one thing about LA is the traffic is still.
Are you guys in LA?
I'm in Los Angeles, yes, and I'm just saying that the.
Is this Doug?
Yeah,
the Dougs are all in LA. I'm in Philly, Dougs.
No, hang on. Doug is in Santa Fe. I'm in Los Angeles. You're in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And Douglas Farrell is also in Los Angeles.
Got it. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. Sure. And the traffic in LA is still pretty nice. It's still easy to get around.
It's when they opened up everything, I'm like, all of a sudden everything started going back to like, okay, here we go. And then all of a sudden the protest, made everything go back, everything like that. But yeah, it's fine.
That's all we needed to hear is that it's fine. The thing that I was going to tell Doug Mellard about is that interesting development. We have competition podcast wise. There's a podcast called Michael the Podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
for Michael. That's so easy.
By Michaels. Yeah, and it's like, well, they're not really, that's not a very exclusive club, Michaels, because also Mike, Mikey, you know, they all count. So I don't know I don't know what that guy's thinking, but he reached out.
What a neat niche podcast there, Michael.
Yeah, really.
And it's called Michael the Podcast. If there's any Michaels listening that want to check it out, I haven't heard of it, so I can't recommend it.
They're hurting up for Michaels.
Wow. Yeah.
Stress for guests.
Well, I don't even know how many episodes they've done or anything. I just know that, some sort of challenge has been thrown down. that this guy's like, oh yeah, well you did Doug, we did Michael. So there.
Challenge accepted.
Okay, cool.
Is it?
That's the thing might happen. There might be lots of podcasts popping up, just based around names.
Yeah, well, I want to hear the Todd podcast. Toddcast.
Oh, Toddcast.
See, it's perfect. It's already all laid out so nicely. Let's talk other Dougs.
Future Dougs.
Douglas, do you know, you told us about one Doug earlier that you're friends with that lives up in the Pacific Northwest. Yeah, sure. Is there any other Dougs you know that we should be reaching out to chat with?
No, it's fun. No, I don't know. No Dougs.
Right? Isn't it weird?
Not even the stunt world. And no, well, then, it's like,
you know,
now watch, when I get off the phone, I'll send the next 24 hours. I'll send a bunch of Dougs popping up.
Yeah. Send them our way.
Yeah, you know. Can email us with them later. What about you, Michelle? Do you
my cousin.
Of course, we're talking about Dougie Fresh. We'd like it to come by.
My cousin Doug. I just read a good book by an author with the first name of Doug.
Ooh, who's that?
And his name is Douglas Blackman.
All right.
And he wrote a book called Slavery by Another Name about convict leasing.
Oh, wow.
Post the Civil War. But he's very interesting. He might be an interesting person to talk to. But yeah, I don't know. Doug, wasn't there like Viacom? The Doug Herzog.
Yeah, he's
yeah, just dial him up. He's not there anymore.
Doug Herzog is at Quibi now.
Oh, yeah. He's at Quibi, yeah.
Yeah, so he might be kind of busy trying to figure out how to
what to do. the fire fest of web content. I mean, no, if you guys have deals with Quibi, I'm sorry, I just ruined them.
No, I mean, I started it, so you just jumped in. Like, if I had a deal with Quibi, I wouldn't have said what I said to begin with. I wouldn't be quibbling about this.
No.
But I've had a onset cough that is very concerning to me during this taping. I can't stop coughing for some reason. So that's why I'd love for Doug Mellor to start doing a lot of talking. Who else is on the line for us?
I thought of there's a Douglas Smith that's in the show The Alienist right now. He plays Marcus, and he was also in Big Little Lies, which is another show that I love. I think he could be an interesting get. He seems really fun.
And wait, what's Big Little Lies?
That was the Nicole Kidman.
No, it was.
Right? Are you sure?
Is that what it was called?
On HBO. Yeah. With that young
big,
person
that's
popular.
Big Little Lies?
Yeah, Big Little Lies.
I swear that sounds wrong to me for some reason.
Was it Zoe Kravitz? In
yeah,
it?
Right. Yeah.
I just saw the first season. I haven't seen the second. No.
Yeah, I saw both seasons of it, and now I'm just having a brain thing where like it doesn't seem right because there's Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah,
right.
And Big Little Lies. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm clocking your symptoms right now, Doug Benson. He coughing, memory.
he played a love interest in it. Corey Brockfield. He was the love interest to one of the lead females. You'd recognize him if you say, but yeah, I think he'd be really fun.
So he was Laura Dern's husband?
No, he was the like quirky boyfriend of, I believe it was Shailene Woodley.
Oh, the guy that worked at the cafe and they thought he was gay.
Yeah, or I thought he worked in an aquarium. It's been a minute since I've seen it, but
yeah.
Anybody?
What's his name again?
Douglas Smith.
Okay, I'll look him up. I think I even saw him on IMDb today next to Du Gray Scott.
Oh right.
Is that close enough?
But yeah, I'll figure out who he wasn't. If I just look at a picture of him, I could tell you exactly who he was in that
show. Sure, yeah.
But if he messed around with Shailene, it was two seasons, so like there was, I forget where his character.
Oh, right, yeah. I want to say season one, but not sure.
Do you have anything else that you've done the minimal research on?
Doug Mankey is a comic book artist that's pretty popular.
What does he do?
He like draws for Batman and Superman and all that stuff, a lot of DC comic stuff.
Doug Mankey?
Mankey, yeah. And there's also an inordinate amount of, you've mentioned it, athletes, but I noticed there are a lot of hockey players. There's the Doug Smith that we've mentioned that was the goon guy was based on. There's a Doug Bentley, a Doug Wilson, a Doug
Harvey.
That is a hockey name.
It is. The hair. I already picture all these Dougs. I know they're different Dougs, but I picture the hockey Doug.
Is that a Canadian thing? What are
hockey numbers shaved in the side of their head. Yep.
Yeah, it's definitely.
I think Doug Henry is a motocross rider. Doug Henry. Where do I know that? Yeah, it's written. Now you guys got me thinking about it.
That's two names. He could be on the Doug podcast or the Henry podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
Very versatile.
What's the name of the Henry podcast?
Oh, God. Hencast.
Hencast.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's, we're always, on the looks for more Dougs. And so if any of you think of any.
Okie dokie.
Definitely reach out and let us know. And I found a Doug who reached out to me on Instagram. And he says he's a comedian, and he goes, "You blocked me on Twitter when I was 16, so I didn't like you for a few years, but I dig you again."
He digs Doug.
Yeah, he digs Doug again.
Dig Doug.
So that might be fun to have him on, because I'm just curious. I mean, I'm sure he could tell me why I blocked him, but I'm always interested in people I block. Douglas Farrell, how much social media stuff do you do? You mentioned something about Instagram.
My Facebook is all set up for, people when I see my resume and see what I've done and stuff like that. And my Instagram, which is Doug Farrell 24, and then Twitter's Dougie 20. Was it Dougie 24? Yeah.
Yeah, I found you on Twitter.
Yeah, and then and then Douglas Farrell is Facebook. And I have projects where I have something going on or promoting myself, and because a lot of stunt coordinators, a lot of people in the showbiz that I work with are friends of mine. When I want things to pop, so if I've been doing some training, I'm going to post it. I'm going to be doing some fighting, some other thing, some out motocross, and anything that's got to do, it's going to promote me. I don't do much of the, I don't know how to word it, but just the social media mortally is, I don't go back and forth with people. And
you're not posting food pics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be posting what, I'll post what I like. On the weekends, I'll go out dirt bike riding, and I'll post something, and I mean, I'll post something in a couple of days, or I come up with something that I'm someone that I'm with or something. I'll post it and talk about it and stuff like that. And but otherwise, just the and Instagram. I've got to get back over to Instagram. I mean, get my followers and everything back up, and just, you know, start, you know, becoming social.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It's a good time for it.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, definitely. As the distancing eases up, you can get more social, and we really appreciate, you being here. Michelle okay. Balloon has a new album.
Yes.
Out. Is that true?
It is. And I just uploaded a new website in preparation for all the throngs of new fans. It's a permanent hat. It's coming out July 31st, but this week it's been playing on Sirius XM. It's been playing on Broad Dog through today. And then tomorrow, the whole album will be playing twice on She's So Funny on Sirius XM at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern. Nice.
Very cool.
Cool nice. City.
What? Did someone ask me a question?
What?
It's fantastic. You should listen to it.
What? What about, do you worry that them playing it on the radio like hurts sales, or do you think that's just two different audiences?
I think it is two different audiences, because I don't even really know how to connect. You know, it's not like I'm getting tagged when they're playing it. So it's, you know, it is really just for early listens. I wanted my website up before the beginning of this week, but just so if they want to then like look me up or something, you know, I have links on my Twitter, Instagram, and my website's popping.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the actual launch date when I can actually say, you know, get out there and get it.
All right. Well, you know, I love having you on all of my shows. So we'll see about having you come by and visit on Doug Loves Movies soon.
Yes.
And Doug Millard's been on Doug Loves Movies a lot over the last few months because, you know, of course, we've been pumping up this show. And we just did. Do you know, Doug, when Allison Rosen is your new best friend? When is that going to be?
That is up today.
Oh, well, there you go. So
yeah.
Once you're done listening to this, you can check out that. Doug and I were on with Allison Rosen, had a lot of fun with her. And, we'll just be back with more Dougs every week. And we need a pun to end the show with. And I was thinking, in honor of Douglas Farrell, that we call this episode Howard the Doug.
Oh, I love it.
Nice.
I love it.
Howard the Doug. I want something a little tougher.
Yeah.
That was just a stand-in.
But it sounds so cool.
All right. Does it? Okay, wait a second. Here's Jawa the Doug. What's it? Jawa the Doug?
I was going to say, how about the Dougalorian?
Ooh.
There you go.
That's a cooler character than Howard for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
This has been the Dougalorian.
Got it.